I did. I didn't say that.
This is Evaristo. That's Evaristo Rodriguez. Rodriguez. You're welcome, sir. 10-26-61. Mr. Rodriguez is there. Bye-bye, sir. 62-year-old gentleman. Works hard. He's in landscaping business. He works from sun up to sun down. He's active. He sweats. He runs. He has no chest pain, no shortness of breath, or any other issues. He has had a history of back problems since 2018. His MRI in 2018 showed disc bulges and spinal stenosis. A recurrent redo of his MRI just recently showed worsening spinal stenosis. He's scheduled with a specialist for laminectomy at this time. Medical problems, hyperlipidemia, medication, Lopet 600 milligram BID, blood work is up to date, COVID immunization is up to date, surgery, no surgery, social, no smoking, no drinking, lives with his wife of 40 years, has 4 children, family history, no coronary artery disease, no diabetes, no high blood pressure, mom and dad both out of old age. Allergy, none. He's alert. He's awake. He weighs 192 pounds, 96%, 97.5, 18, 68, 143 over 75. Heart positive, swim positive, 2 lungs are clear. Abdomen soft, neck short, JVD skin shows no rash around mucosa with any lesion. Neurological non-focal, number one, except for decreased DTRs, right side. Number one, spinal stenosis. Number two, hyperlipidemia. Number three, we looked at his echocardiogram. The right ventricle appears slightly enlarged. Number four, cannot rule out sleep apnea. Number five, liver is not fatty. Number six, gallbladder looks normal. Number seven, kidneys are within normal limits. Number eight, prostate is within normal limits for his age. Next number, carotid stenosis is minimal. Next number, will obtain EKG and other blood work when it's time for surgery. Otherwise, he's never had any surgery in the past and has low risk of anesthesia. And findings were discussed with patient and Patty, his daughter. Thank you.